The Gemara here is discussing how would you know Aseidah Chleisa Shesh Bekaris, and the Gemara started on the famous days with the Braisa that says Ish Imei V'Avav Tirosh Aseidah Tishmeru. You would think that Kibbut Aveim is Lech HaShabbos to tell you no, because Shesh Tishmeru Kulchem Chayavim Bechvedi. The Gemara says that my love, he told them to cook for me, to shech for me, and still, only because the Torah said that it's not Decha, that's why he says Decha is a raya, that normally a Seyda Chleis V'Sheish Bekaris. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Lav de Mechamer, and the Gemara goes on with the Shach Levitai. So Taisis, on Divya Maskel Kulchem Kev V'Chvei, they ask the following question. Brings the Gemara in Kedushin, that it Mer says, that the father says, give me water to drink, and the mother says, give me water to drink. So then, you have to leave the Kveid Aim, and do the Kveid Av. Why? Because the Aim is also Mechayiv in Kveid Av. Atavi Imcha Chayav Mechayiv Avicha. And similarly, if the father tells you to drink, give him a drink of water, and there's a mitzvah to do, then you have to leave the Kveid Av and do the mitzvah. Because Atavi Chayav Lasis Mitzvah. That's what it says in the Gemara in Kedushin. So why do we need the Pasuk? The Gemara sounds like it's a Svarah. Since the father is also Mechayiv in the mitzvah, so mainly he can't tell you not to do the mitzvah. So, who would then here? Why don't you say, who v'av v'mizara mal HaShabbos? So the Gemara says, Taisus answers, v'yesh laim v'demahachi alfin anasam, that din of atav avich yom v'chayim makam is not a svarah. It's a pasuk. You learn that from this pasuk, that we say the svarah of atav avich yom v'chayim makam, and I guess from there we also extrapolate that atav imcha chayim v'chayim avicha, as they state in Taisus. So the Mimesha, Simi Yadala Deis Gimel asks, so what's the pshat? The Gemara says that we can't zet sign this pasuk we'll have the mechamer. If we do, we have a problem, since we have a din, Eina Sei Deich Aleisus, we should learn that from here, that Eina Sei Deich Aleisus say. But why? Taisus says, this is a svara. Ad Devich Yav Mechvei Demakayim. Chayim Pala, Nibayim Shver. Taisus is saying that this is a specific din in Kibbut Av, that the Kibbut Av doesn't work, it's Atav Avicha. So if it's so much Kaili Basheli, so that should be a Makar, that Aseidah Chleishish Makaris. It's definitely because Kibbut Av, you have Atav Avicha, but otherwise it would have been Daicha, Vaisa Chleishish Makaris, fine. Elam, I know, it's a Lav to Mechamer, that even Lav to Mechamer is not Daicha. But why would you say because of that, that Ein Aseidah Chleishish say, you have the Svar of Atav Avicha, and you buy Shvei. Rabbi Chana, Kaivitzaris Sim Yecheses Aleph says you need both of them. Because first you need a side that we say, Ein Aseidah Chaleisa say. Because if you're going to tell me Aseidah Chaleisa say, so there's no sign of Atavich Yom Echwein Amakim. That's the din. Aseidah Chaleisa say, that's good for Echwein Amakim. So the father's not doing anything wrong by being Mitzavah Shabbos, that he can't be Mitzavah Shabbos because he's Mechwein Echwein Amakim. This is Echwein Amakim. Aseidah Chaleisa say. That's good for what Hashem wants. So the first yisayin that says here in this pasuk is Ein Aseidah Chaleisa say, or Ein Aseidah Chaleisa Sheish Bekaris. But so where do we see then the svar of Atavich Yom Mechvei Demakan? Because even though now we know Ein Aseidah Chaleisa say, but let's say someone Shalekedin, he did an aveir, but listen to his father. Is that called the key of mitzvahs Kibbut Av? Maybe yes. Ein Echanami, you're not allowed to, because you did the Aveira, but by the Aveira that you did it, that could be called the Ki in Mitzvah. So now we have the Sarf, Atavich Yom Echwein Amakim, and telling you there's no Ki B'Nav Bechlal. So the Pasuk is telling you two things. The Pasuk is telling you, Ein Aseidah Chaleisa, because if Aseidah Chaleisa, the whole thing doesn't start. But the Pasuk is telling you more than that. Not only shouldn't you do it, but if you did it, Bechlal Yom Echwein Ki B'Nav, Kulachum Ki B'Chweidi, Atavich Yom Echwein Amakim, there's Bechlal no one you have Ki B'Nav here. That's another svar. And there you learn out that by the av and the aim, that there is no kibbut aim when the aim gufa is chayiv in the kveid of the av. Now the etzem svara that he says that if it wouldn't be for Ein Aseidah Chaleisa say, so then it wouldn't be a sign of atav avicha, and Bikvega says a similar svara. See, the guy's Maimonis, Hilchas Maimon Perek Vavay, discuss Esa Kasha. Another Kasha in this Gemara. Why do we need a pasuk telling you not to listen to the father when he says to Michal Shabbos, the father's a Rasha? The father's a Rasha. Don't keep it up, Amen. The father's a Rasha. So, Enver the guy's Maimonis, but Dibra Leinas a Rasha. He didn't do anything wrong, he just told you to do something wrong. But Dibra Leinas a Rasha. You know why? Because Divi Rava, Divi Atama, Divi Mishaimim. Because he told you to do something wrong. Anyway, you should listen to him. He's not called a Rasha. So Rabbi Kivega, it's there in the Gilyan by the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. It's from the Jewish Mechidish Mamatziya Daf Lamed. He says that Teretz ain't a moving like a right. I don't understand the Teretz so well. Chay, what's hard to understand the Teretz? He's saying, but Dibul and Asa Rasha. But I think what he means is that, but Al Kopanim Yizicha shouldn't listen to him. Because if he's doing an Aveira by being Mitzavi, even if he doesn't become a Rasha, but Al Kopanim, it's an Aveira. So Al Kapanim Lagavid is Tzivi is a Rasha. But Vega says like this, if the din would be a Sayyid the Chalaisa say, so the Av didn't tell you to do something wrong, he told you something right. He told you to go check for him on Shabbos. If that's the halacha, that Kibbutz of Aim is Derech HaShabbos, so where is he a Rasha? He told you to do a mitzvah. And that's the same story as the Kaivitz Aris. But Lamaisa, I don't see how you could fit this into Tesis. And Mechanan is saying, Nachamol, that even before you, in order to say the Surah of Atav Avicha, you have to first tell me a Surah of Eina Seh Derech HaLeisa Seh. Because if a Seh would be like Derech HaLeisa Seh, it wouldn't be a Gei Atav Avicha, because that's good for Kvayna Makad. So why do you need a Surah of Atav Avicha? Nothing to say, Eina Seh Derech HaLeisa Seh, it's Negei to know, but the Evan, where you Makai in the Mitzvah's Kibbut Avein, the Pasuk of Surah of Atav Avicha tells you, you weren't even Makai in the Mitzvah's Kibbut Avein in the Evan. That's Rabbi Chanan's Surah. But Teis asks the kasha, why do I need a pasuk anyway about the Vavicha? What's the answer to that kasha, if you're Rabbi Chanan? The answer to that kasha, why I need a pasuk anyway about the Vavicha? The answer to that kasha is, if it wouldn't be the pasuk, and I would say, I say the Chalaisa say, it's not negay at the Vavicha. That's good for Kveinu Mokim. But Teis doesn't answer that. Teis should answer that. Why do I need the pasuk about the Vavicha? The answer is, because if it wouldn't be the pasuk, it's not again to Vavicha. Now, Taisus, in the Kasha Taisus held, Atav Avicha is a Svar. And that's why he's asking, why do I need the pasuk? Atav Avicha is a Svar. Taisus being Mechadish in the Teretz, Atav Avicha Chayom Mechveda Makam is not a Svar. Mehochi Afinu Mahasa. So, the Atav Avicha is learned out from this pasuk. Lefira Bachanan, why does he need to say that for? Let him say, Leilam Atav Avicha is a Svar. Why do I need the pasuk? Because without the pasuk, if the din would be a seder chalaisa, it wouldn't be shaykh at the vavicha. That's good for kvayna makar. So that's why I need a pasuk. Hain't that I have the pasuk, why would I say you learn out from this pasuk the din of at the vavicha? And the kashi didn't held that way. He doesn't need it for the teretz. Let him say simply, why do I need the pasuk of seder chalaisa? Because without the pasuk, if I say seder chalaisa, say, so that's good for kvayna makar. So that's why I need the pasuk. Why do I need Atavicha? Anyway, Taisa doesn't explain it. Why does he have to say Atavicha is not there from this pasuk? It sounds clear that there's no two svaris. There's one svar of Atavicha. So now we're back to this kasha. If there's one svar of Atavicha, so how could you learn that Eina Seh Derech Leisa? We have a different reason. Here we have Atavicha. Chari Veri Shrek. See, the Mimesha says, Lulei Divei Taisa, that Yikoyi can answer Taisa's kasha. I have a kasha. Why do I need the pasuk for Atav Avicha? The Teretz is like we said, that if I say it would be Derech HaLoisei, there's no chsarin in Kveida Makam, you wouldn't say Atav Avicha. But I have another kasha though. Why do I need Atav Avicha in the Gemara in Kedushin? Teipik Lei, Einasei Derech HaLoisei, whatever it is, Teipik Lei, we have this Gemara. Zakta Memesha, this Gemara is when your father tells you to do something which is an Aveira. If the din would be a Seder Chalese, so then Avadi Yimim Mechoyi to listen to your father. The Gemara in Kedushin is talking about your father didn't tell you to do something as an Aveira. Your father told you to do something, and there's a mitzvah also has to be done. Father wants a piece of meat, and you have to go and do the mitzvah of Tefillin, or Lulav, or whatever it is. So then the Chari have Rishus to do either mitzvah. Without the Svara, the Pasuk's not telling anything. The Pasuk's telling you that the Asay of Kibbutz Av doesn't allow you to do an Aveira. But if it's a question which mitzvah to do, That's not a vart of Hasei Dechalei, say nothing to do with it. You have two mitzvahs, so you can do either one. Atav Avicha says, no. Don't do Kibud Av. Because Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam, do the other mitzvah. So it's two completely different cases. This pasuk is telling you, when your father tells you to do something which is an Aveira, you're not allowed to do it. Without the pasuk, you wouldn't say Atav Avicha. You'd say, Hasei Dechalei, say. Well, that's not a problem with Kibud HaMakam. So you'd have to do it. But now, the pasuk tells you, no, you're not allowed to do it. Because you don't say, Hasei Dechalei, say in this case, like the whole shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Why don't learn that from here? That ain't Hasei Dechalei, like the whole shakla v'tari. And that Gemara has nothing to do with Hasei Dechalei. That Gemara is when you have two mitzvahs. You can choose which one. There's two mitzvahs to do, and you can only do one of them. So do either one you want. So if your father tells you to do something, and you have a mitzvah to do, you can do either one. Atav Avicha tells you, no. Between the two, do the mitzvah not to keep it up, because Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam. I think the Rambam says this. I think the Ramesh is saying, and the Rambam says it. The Rambam says, Mam Perek Vav, Halachi Yud Beis, he brings Halachi Yud Beis, he brings Halachi. Misha Amal Av Lav Al Dibre Teira, Harezal Yishvalai, Shadam Ishiv Imai Vav Tirov, Shas Tishmar Kuchak Yom Lechayin. Clearly he's telling you to do an Aveira. And why don't you listen? Nothing to Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam, because Ishiv Imai Vav Tirov. Halacha Gimli says, "Amli Av Veshkenu Ma'im a Mitzvah Lasais Yisasek B'Mitzvah Niyak Kveid Avim Shehu Vav Vechel Medvar Mitzvah." Remember these things. When it's a question your father telling you to do an Aveira, there's no din of Atav Vechel Mechvein Amakam. I say Derech Halais to say, you need the din of Ishim Torah Shesim Yal Kol Chem Mechveidi. When there's two mitzvahs to do, there's no din of Ein Asay Ein Kibud Av Ein Derech Halais to say. You have two mitzvahs, do whichever you want. There, you have to do this one, because Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam. Mamish like the Imei Marsha. One final vart, the Taisa Rosh is a Teretz and Taisa's Kasha, that the din of Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam is only a mitzvah that the father is also mechayiv to do. When the Ben is Mechal Shamas v'shvil the covet of the Av is not mechayiv in the Chul Shamas of the Ben. So it's not Shayach Atav Avicha. Atav Avicha is when the father has to do that same mitzvah that you are claiming whether you should do that or Ashkeni Mayim. But the father doesn't have to do that mitzvah. That mitzvah is not shayach to the father, so then you wouldn't say it. So what about a Shavas Aveda? Where there you need a pasuk telling you about Tarzi. The father wants to do a Shavas Aveda. The Teretz says, we're talking about a Zaka Venech Likvaydeh. The father is a Zaka Venech Likvaydeh, and Mela, he doesn't have to do a Shavas Aveda. That's why Nikolcham Chayam Mechvaydeh. So he's telling you the only sort of Atav Avicha is when the father himself is mechuyev in that same mitzvah. The Chayetz Kasha the other way. So then why didn't Atav Avicha? Typically that even by a Shavas of Eid, you don't listen to him else the Pasuk. But that's what Taisa Rosh says. So Taisa Rosh is limiting very much the Atav Avicha. Normally, say any time the father tells you to do something which is in conflict with a mitzvah that you have to do, so then you don't say Atav Avicha. It's only when it's in a conflict of mitzvah the father has to do. Then you say Atav Avicha. So Chiddush. So I saw Adam in the Gemalde Gesef of Mar Mekayim Masayel Teirah. He's Mitzayin the Pesukei Tshuva Siman Reish Mem. That wants to say the Chiddush by Av and Eim. Says if the father says Ashkeni Mayim and the Eim says Ashkeni Mayim, so you listen to the father because Atav Imcha Chiyam Mechvei Avicha. But he says, that's only by Ashkeni Mayim, because his halacha, the wife, is mechuyif to give the father water, like it says, in Shulchan Aruch and Eves Siman Pei. But let's say the father wants you to do something which your wife is not mechuyif to do for him, and your mother wants you to do something, so then there's no such din. Your father needs you to shine his shoes, and there's no din that the wife has to shine the father's shoes, then, and the mother needs you to shine her shoes, so give her a drink of water, then there's no din of Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam. As I stay in the Viskachua, but then he says, V'ein Zabar. As I said, that's the Chayim Amish the Machalik is the Taiz and the Taiz the Rosh. The Taiz doesn't say this Teretz. He held that as long as the son's Machalik in the Mitzvah, that's called Atav Avicha Yom Lechayin HaMakam. So he would say, it doesn't mean that the mother has to be Machalik to do the thing the son is doing for the father. As long as the son is Machalik to do it, and the mother is Machalik in Kvayin Avicha, that also he'd say Atav Avicha. Now, Shengen the Viskachuva Svar is a Svar of the Taiz the Rosh. They only say Atav Imcha Yom Lechayin HaMakam on a thing the aim is Mechuyiv to do. And that's what the Taiz the Rosh is saying. You only say Atav Imcha Yom Lechayin HaMakam on a thing that the Av is Mechuyiv to do. Not that the Ben is Mechuyiv to do. The chayre is tiny good. That's the chayre richtig tzishta. And now let's go weiter. Gemara's maskana is the reason why kalanef and kibud avein el mishum ikel mifrich mala hanashken heksha mitzvah. Says the machlokes Rashi with Taisus and the Rishanim. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Rashi says the Gemara really goes back now to shchait li basheli. Can't say v'tum alav de mechamer because then it will be a raya that ain't a say derech leis to say. So really we're going back to shchait li basheli, and it is a good raya. Meshitas Rashi that I say is derech leis to sheish bekaris because dafke here since the Torah has to speak out the kibra ve'ein that it's not derech leis to sheish bekaris. Vaisis all over will be derech leis to say sheish bekaris. So how come you need all out? If we know from here, that's a teretz. So now we know why you need all out. Shkaitli Basheli will tell you that here it's not deicha. Vaisis all over it's deicha. But you can mean ikla mifrech malanashin hekshemitza, meaning that einichinami, we have a raya that it's a say will be deicha leisei sheish bekaris, but only in a case of hekshemitza. Because shchaitli basheli is a heksha mitzvah, meaning it's the only way to mekayim the mitzvah. There's no other way to mekayim kibud av ve'eim without chil shabbos. Chil shabbos is the only heksha for the mitzvah. So memela, since you can't be mekayim without a kiryas alav, so memela, that's why it'll be deicha if it wouldn't be v'shem seisa tishmeru. But yibum, that's not the only way to mekayim it. You could always do chalitza. So memela, even without a lea, you would say that it wouldn't be deicha. You don't need a lea because we have no makar that it can be deicha when there is another option how to do the mitzvah. That's state in Rashi. So Taisus and the Rishayim ask, first of all, what does Rashi mean when he says you have another eitzah chalitza? The Gemara says in Afkafala from the days, the Gemara is talking about that we say a seder chalitza say. Let's say it's a chayvei lavin that a neifalibim. And then the Gemara says, you say, say the Chalaisa say. And the Gemara says, what about Rish Lakish that says that when you can't be Mekayim, and you can be Mekayim, both of them, you don't say the Chalaisa say. The Gemara says, Chalitza Makim Lav Klumu. Vice says, there's no such thing as Mekayim Adei Chalitza. Chalitza Makim Lav Klumu. That's one Kasha. Another Kasha that Taisus mentions is if the Taka going to learn out Heksha Mitzvah from here, the only reason why Yibam is an exception, because Yibam may have the Evshim of Chalitza. But what about Klayim B'tzitzis? Why do you need a pasuk for Klayim B'tzitzis? So Shaila, if Taisus really says it, because Taisus really asked the kasha earlier and answered it, but the Marsha says, and the Taisus Rosh Hashanah has that kasha. So we have these two kashas. First of all, the Gemara says, Litzimachim la mitzvah, lafkum is not called after the Kayim Shneim. And second of all, if Taka we have a limud, that in any case except for the case of Yim and Chalitza, where they have the eitz of Chalitza, so I say the chalitza. So what would you need klayim b'tzitzis for? So the klayim b'tzitzis says the teretz of Rashi. Simchas of katan yad aleph. There he discusses it, and we discussed this earlier. That the din of a say the chalitza say is it that you can be deicha the chalitza say in order to avoid a bittul asay? There's a aver of a bittul asay to avoid that aver of bittul asay. So then you can be deicha the chalitza say, or even if you have an eitzah that would avoid that they have bitul asay, but you want a kiyum asay. The kiyum asay can be deicha leisa say, even if you have an option that it won't be a bitul asay. As akdam, the mashal by tzitzis, it's not going to be a bitul asay if it's not deicha leisa. You can always round off a corner of the begin and not be over on that say. Elamai, the kiyum asay is deicha. The same thing with that you say a say deicha leisa say by yibam by chayv elavin, even though it won't be a bitul asay, you can do chalitza. The Taiz of the Kiyam Asay is Deicha. But that's the Gabi the Din of Asay Deicha Leisei, the Elinah from Klayim B'tzitzis. Mashaykin, this Din that Rashi is saying, that Yitaka can learn out from Shabbos, and Shreitli Vashayli, but if it wouldn't be for this Pasuk, you'd say it's Deicha, that wouldn't be that the Kiyam Asay would be Deicha. That would be to avoid the Bitl Asay would be Deicha. That's what it means, Malahanach Shken Heksha Mitzvah. Malahanach, that if you're not going to be deicha, there's going to be a bitul asay. So there, the Gemara there, by that says chalitza makim laf klumu, it's not called after the kaim's name. That's talking about the dinner, the regular dinner of asay deicha leisei, which is learned from klayim betzitzis. With the end of pshat is the kiyum asay is deicha leisei. So Gemara says, Gemara Nahavim in a chalitz is also kiyum asay. So Gemara, no, chalitz in a makim is not called the kiyum asay b'chalal. So male is not called efshel l'kayim shneim. So male he could do the yibum to be daychad alayis asay. But what we're learning out here by shkaili b'sheli that if it wouldn't be for the pasuk, it would be daycha, even alayis sheish b'kayis. But the kiyum asay wouldn't be daycha. And the pshat is to avoid the bittul asay would be daycha. But by chalitza, by yibam, anyway, won't be avoiding a bit. There won't be a bit till I say. Because you can do chalitza. So, Mele, you wouldn't be able to say, say the chalitza say. And Mele, that's why you need the pasuk klein betzitzis. Even though you'd have this pasuk here, shkaili vashaili, kibra ve'ein, which teaches you that to avoid a bit till I say, you can be dai chalitza say. Even laisa sheish bekaris. But I don't know if for a kiyam I say, you can be dai chalitza say. Klein betzitzis. You're not avoiding a bit lase. You can always round off a corner. Climate says it's for the kiyum asay. For the kiyum asay, tibadai chalais asay, that's nafka lais asay greda, and that's why I need to pass the climate says that's why Bechan and Shtikl and Rashi. But Taisus and other Yishayim learn not that way. They learn that's not the lashon of Heksha Mitzvah. They learn Heksha Mitzvah means it's not the mitzvah. It's the Heksha Mitzvah. So they're talking about Lav the Mechamer. We're going back to Lav the Mechamer. And the question is, if it's Lav the Mechamer, why don't we learn out from here that ain't asay daichalaisa say? That the answer is, it's not really an asay. It's only a heksha mitzvah. Lav de mecham is only a heksha mitzvah. And Taisus lashon is, because the mitzvah is when you machil yom abishai. So you're not doing the gufa mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when you machil yom abishai. But if you're doing the gufa mitzvah, then you'll learn out from klayim mitzvahs that it's daicha. And this would be Yishayim say. Now the Dvar says in Chisanta Chiddush, Taisus is shtikl mashma, that even shkaitli basheli is not a kiyum asay. The kiyum asay is when he's mechilum abishai. But the Dva says that the ilu bishalu shkita leisayidi lav dedu kugufa dechilu vashkoi chashivi. That the mechamer you don't really need. Because could be you'll find other things that you don't have to do mechamer for. But the bishalu shkita you need, samel kugufa dechilu vashkoi chashivi. Avagav the ena kovet atzma legamri. But to bring things that he needs, okay, you could do the kibud with things that you have and things that are here. So male, that's why it's called the heksha mitzvah. So it's an interesting Chumash Hadash in Siman Kuf Beis. The guy Hilchos Chanukah, the Chumash Hadash we have in Ruv by Chanukah, Kavsa ain't zakaklo. When you light the menorah, if the menorah goes out even before the time, you don't have to relight it because you did the mitzvah already. The shail is, let's say it's Erev Shabbos and you lit the menorah before Shabbos. And it went out, and it's still time to relight it. Are you mechayiv to relight it? Because you could say it's svara. When you lit it bizman, the zman of the menorah starts from say sukkachavim. So you lit it bizman. So now you mechayiv the mitzvah. Mechayiv the mitzvah. You don't have to relight it. Mashenkin, you lit it before the zman. So then you weren't yet to the mitzvah yet. So mele neiv yikavsu bizakakla. You weren't mechayiv the mitzvah. And the Chumash Hadash says no. Since the ma'aseh you make a bracha, shayek etchanu b'seis etchanu l'hadlik ner chanukah, even though it's not the mitzvah yet. So what's the pshat in that? How could you make a bracha, shayek etchanu b'seis etchanu l'hadlik ner chanukah, if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah now? The teretz is, because since there's no other way to do it, that's called the heksha mitzvah, he says. Because she the heksha mitzvah, just like Tais explained, the heksha mitzvah kibra ve'aim in the shmaitz of a land, the beginning of Amish, chayli b'sheli, right, really, there's no mitzvah till the time he's Meichel Niav. But still we want to say Shibadech Leisei Sheish Bekaris. So you see that the Kiyam Asay is a Heksha mitzvah just like a mitzvah itself. And that's why you make a bracha. And therefore become saying Zakakla. Because you already started the Heksha mitzvah. That's the Lashon of the Chumash Hadash. In fact, the Kaivitzar is Simin Yigimel. It's a Rahilistar. Tais is explaining it's not Deicha because it's a Heksha mitzvah because you didn't do the mitzvah yet. What's Pasha Taish in the Chumash Hadash? It's being a raya from the Shmaitza of Allah, Bereshi Vamis, that you see that Shchayli Bashali would be Deicha, Allah Yisrael Sheish Bekaris. So you see clearly that the Heksha Mitzvah lives like the Mitzvah, and that's what make a bracha on it, so that's what comes saying Zakaglam. Taish says it's not. Taish says you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah till you Machila Mavishai. Hazakhtam Bechanan, Reish Taish the Chumash Hadash holds like the Ritva, that only Mechamer is the Heksha Mitzvah. But Shchayli Bashali is the Gufa Mitzvah. And otherwise, what would be the Havan of the Gemara that it was Deicha? You know, the Chayit's not Mamash Mukha in the Gemara, you could say, it was also actually Mitzvah Maskana. But that's how he's learning. And that's how the Ritva says it. Shkaili Vashali is called the Guf HaMitzvah. Why? I am not being machil and you're not being machil or mabishayat. The teretz is a maisa, which is an absolute necessity for the kiyum mitzvah. That's called the maisa mitzvah. That's the guf mitzvah. That has a din can be daicha. That's only b'ner Chanukah, even though it's not at the time, but you can't light it at the time. This is the maisa, which is an absolute necessity for the mitzvah. That is the same geshivas of the guf mitzvah, and that's why I say kaf sein zaka klop. That's Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch.